Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Wednesday, June 15th. School year's nearly over. I know that I have friends on the East Coast whose kids are already out of school. I know some private school kids who are already out of school. My kids, they don't get out until this week. They're very excited. Don't know how the wife and I will handle them being home all the time, although we do have plenty of camps lined up. Summer, can't wait for it. That being said, the NBA finals are not even finished, and summer's nearly here. This is just absolutely crazy how long this has been dragged out, thanks to the Celtics for playing 7 against the Bucks and 7 against the Heat. And the more I think about the series, the more people I hear writing off Boston, the more I think this is going 7. So game 6, Sunday night, no real NBA today. I'll touch on it in a bit, but we have a special guest, former NFL running back Sean Alexander. Yes, former Seattle Seahawk great. He played for several other teams. I'm just going to, when I Googled him, you know, before you interview anybody, you got to Google him, you look at the Wikipedia, you find interesting nuggets. This dude has 12 kids with the same lady. How about that, Sean Alexander? You know, we love to highlight athletes who have, he's got 5 kids with 4 different women, or, you know, any of that stuff. That's like highlighted and trumpeted and all over TMZ, and it's, you know, kind of laughed at and stuff. And we don't highlight the positive. Sean Alexander, really good story, super good guy. Actually lives kind of near where I grew up in Virginia right now, and it sounds like he's basically got his own football team for the kids. So I think you're going to really like his story. Alexander, lots of good NFL stories to tell. Good dude. I think you'll really like it. Before we get to that, I'm not talking about Deshaun Watson anymore. He came out and, like, apologized for his earlier apology. And I was just, I can't get into Deshaun Watson. Just the NFL needs to just pull the ripcord and suspend him or not. Seriously. This is getting very, very tiresome. That's number one. Number two, I went to my kid's field day to help out as like a dad on Tuesday. And I could not believe when I heard this. They were like, they're playing dodgeball. You know, you can't really play dodgeball until you're in fifth grade. And I was like, wait, timeout. I actually said I need a 20-second timeout. What? You can't play dodgeball until you're in fifth grade? That's like schools now, you know? I know what you guys are thinking, but that stunned me. And by the way, dodgeball was the highlight of field day. I know field day's more like races, tug of war, stuff like that, but obviously everybody, there was like a dodgeball tournament and my son had kind of a moment in it, which was pretty exciting. They didn't win, but dodgeball's really fun. I actually wanted to get in there. I would be up for a dad dodgeball tournament if anybody's interested. Also, as a side note, as I'm thinking of fun, silly games, my wife finds all this cool stuff. Somehow, she was able to find there is a Nerf gun war, like a straight-up battle at SoFi Stadium this summer, and we are going to it. We are definitely partaking. I'm thinking of buying a GoPro so I can get the footage for you and put it on the gram because, you know, got to put everything on the gram. I love kids' games. Like, you never get too old for that stuff. Speaking of too old, played a little hoops. I'm back from the concussion. I don't think it was a concussion. My brother was so concerned. So shout out to Jeffrey for expressing concern. Called our doctor friend who then texted me, what's up with the concussion? And, you know, I explained to him. I got my bell rung, no doubt. I didn't even tell you guys this. In game, I think it was game two. We played four games. Game two, I go in as a sub. The first moment I go in, you know, they have a goal kick and I'm playing up front and my job is to just wreak havoc up front and try to poke in a goal. I had a goal and an assist in the tournament. But literally, I walk on the field, I corner the guy instantly off the goal kick, and as I come up to take it from him, he just blasts it. I turn my head and I get drilled right in the ear hole. And I kid you not, when I went to bed Sunday night and Monday night, I could not sleep on that ear because I could feel swelling on the inside of the ear. Not on the inside of my head or on the outside of the ear, but it was just painful. And then, of course, you know, the banging my head down, which hurt. And Monday, I was totally out of commission. Tuesday, woke up feeling good. Went and played some hoops. Didn't play particularly well, but it's good to be back out there. I know you guys care about the adult league that I'm in. Just for the record, there are no games this weekend. Father's Day, of course. I hope you guys are doing something nice on Father's Day. I'm trying to play volleyball with a couple dads I know because we haven't done volleyball in forever. Yeah, that's my thing. I like being active and playing sports. It's just fun. Like I can't sit around too much. I feel lazy. I feel like I'm not enjoying life. I do like reading. I got a really good piece coming out on Fox Sports this week about the Dallas Cowboys and why I'm betting their season win total under. Definitely going to want to check that out. But I will just say, there other than a couple of tiny nuggets, there's not a ton in the news. I did see this before we get to Sean Alexander.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dwayne Wade names addition to his NBA Mount Rushmore. What? Addition? Apparently, Dwayne Wade would like to expand Mount Rushmore from 4 to 5. He doesn't really say why, but he wants to expand it and include Steph Curry. You know, obviously, I'm going to bring that up as a topic. I'm a Curry guy. That being said, if you expand Mount Rushmore, aren't you like not making him Mount Rushmore anymore? You're just making it your starting five. And I've been going through, I don't know if we've actually had this discussion about the Mount Rushmore. Rob and I could probably do 45 minutes on it. But since we have a guest today, I'm just going to quickly go Mount Rushmore in NBA history. I think the best way to do it is, can you tell the story of basketball without this guy? Right? Is that the best way to sum it up? I mean, if you just want to go by championships and include Bill Russell, go ahead. For me, I can't put anybody who is not in the modern era. I think Wilt and Russell have great cases. I would listen to them faux show. But I think if you're just talking about the history of basketball, and you want to say, oh, well, you got to get James Naismith, the guy who, the peach basket, you got to, fine, you could do that. That's not my round Rushmore. I think for sure you have to have Magic and Bird. Right? You have to. They ignited the NBA into what it is today. Obviously, you've got to have Michael Jordan 6-0 in the finals. And I am of the belief you have to have LeBron James, who I have called on this podcast several times since he won the title with the Lakers, the best player in NBA history. So there it is. Larry, Magic, Michael, LeBron. I know that a lot of people are going to say, well, what about Kobe Bryant? What about Shaq? What about Tim Duncan? They all have valid cases. It's Mount Rushmore for a reason. You only get four guys. I would love to get Curry on there. Magic and Larry are kind of a combo. I don't see how you boot Jordan. I don't see how you boot LeBron. So then you got to tinker with splitting up Magic and Larry or booting LeBron or booting Jordan. It just doesn't make sense. And you guys know this is coming from one of the biggest Steph Curry fans. Now, I guess the other thought is, well, wait, why would Dwayne Wade say this? He is, you know, one of LeBron's best friends. That's puzzling. Banana boat buddies. That we people still talk about the banana boat, right? I think that's a thing. At any rate, I think it's interesting that Wade would bring it up, and it does make sense. Instead of a Mount Rushmore, you make it your starting five, because I think Curry ultimately could have a case. I know nobody wants to hear that. He's going to win Finals MVP if the Warriors win the series. I do want to say I'm not as confident on the Warriors winning the series as I felt after the win. You know, after the win, you feel really good. You're like, okay, yep, no doubt about it. This is the team. This is the team. They got this. They figured out Boston. But come on, you think Boston's going to lay down that easily? I read a good piece from frequent guest on this podcast, Brian Windhorst, about how what's let Boston down is its offense. And this one's for the guy who keeps sending me DMs on Instagram when I say, does defense matter? Boston had the number one defense in the league. If they can't score, they cannot win. And in the half court, their offense is bogged down badly. Tatum is incredible. Wiggins is doing a great job on him. Jaylen Brown can't dribble a damn basketball. He's had some moments driving to the bucket. If you're not going to get a 6-point, 3-point, 6 3-point night from Al Horford, Derek White is bordering on unplayable. They don't want to toss Pritchard out there. Like, I don't know what the path is. I saw an incredible stat that almost I had to go double check this because it seems so crazy. So with Robert Williams on the bench, Boston is minus 42 in the series. Robert Williams for the series is plus 31. On the bench, minus 42. You got to play Williams. You have to. He's got to be the guy. Listen, Al Horford, I talked about it before the series. Like, I think he's a little old now. Will he have a turn back the clock game in Boston? It's possible. But that's got to be the stat of the series for Boston. Like, Robert Williams is their guy. I know Marcus Smart is the defensive player of the year, but folks, Robert Williams has been the deciding factor. And if they don't have him 100%, and he might have to play 35 minutes, I don't know if he plays 35 minutes and like five of them are where he's not very good, or he's, you know, at 75% because it's just exceeding his limit. Is he still effective? I think so. What are your other options? Grant Williams? I mean, maybe Grant Williams shows up at home, but it was a 3-1 gambling night for me in game five. It's been a very good NBA playoff run. I do not gamble on baseball in the in the middle of summer. It's too many games. I will not touch hockey playoffs. I don't even know who's still alive. I don't really mess around with golf that much. I'm going to take a hiatus on the gambling front until the NFL. But obviously, I've been diving into the NFL a lot, and let's transition from my thoughts on the NFL to those of Sean Alexander, former superstar running back with the Seattle Seahawks.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it. Because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's a head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detail inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game,
bro.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
Okay, let's welcome into Straight Fire a legendary NFL running back, also played at Alabama, so we will have some Crimson Tide questions. Let's welcome in Sean Alexander. Sean, how you doing, man?
Brother, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Retirement is treating you well. That is good to hear.
It is. It is. Yo, we just had baby number 12, and so that's what I tell everybody. 12, no twins, all hard work. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Wow. So, you know, all the jokes about how, you know, if you have three kids, you have a starting five in basketball. You legitimately could run plays against other families for like a Thanksgiving football game.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Wow. 100%. What's your oldest? Do you have like
our
all
oldest,
elementary?
Our oldest is 18 and she's going to go off to college next year. And our youngest is 9 months. So, wow. So yeah, so it's 18, 16, 15. Those are the first three girls. 13 and 11 are the boys, and then it's almost 10. So it'll be 10 next week, 9 are the next two girls. And then it's 7-year-old boy, and then 5, 3, 2, and 9 months. Four girls.
Okay, four teenagers. I'm trying to do the math here. You've basically been in diapers for, you know,
18 years.
18 years.
Yes.
And you've got at least another year coming up with 9-month-olds. I mean, maybe two. I don't know. Yeah. Gee, goodness gracious. That's incredible. Well, a shout out to you for that, Sean. That's incredible. You are joining us to talk because you're the ambassador for the Fatherhood Festival at the Hall of Fame Village in Canton, Ohio, coming up over Father's Day weekend. How'd you get involved in that?
Yeah, you know what? It was really cool. So some of the guys with the Hall of Fame, Anthony Munoz, great all-time Hall of Fame left tackle from the Cincinnati Bengals. And I was raised in Florence, Kentucky. That's across the bridge from Cincinnati, Ohio. So I'm a Houday from the beginning. And so being him calling me up and then Darren and Tony Dungy, they did the All-Pro Dads. And so so Darren came up with the idea of me being the ambassador for it. So between Tony Dungy, Darren, Anthony Munoz, and they called and said Mike Singletary was going to be a part of it. And I was like, what? The linebacker's linebacker? Okay, you know. Yeah. Then they called my good friend David Tyree, the Giants catch. Like, so all of us got families, and they're just good quality brothers in the NFL, good quality men. And we wanted to inspire and encourage dads all over the country that the fatherlessness epidemic can be solved if we all just band together. Like, no one needs me to be like Tony Dungy. I just need to be Sean Alexander for my kids. You know what I mean? So if we encourage that for every guy to get involved and be the best version of yourself for your kids, it just changes things. And so what better way of doing that than talking football, playing football, get your kids out there, running them through drills. I'm trying to tighten them up a little bit, you know, but then also have a good time talking about the beautiful, great opportunity that fathering does. And then my wife's coming. And so she's going to be talking to some of the moms and moms in sports. I mean, you know, I was raised in a single parent home. So getting to talk about what that looks like and some of the goods and bads and strengths and weaknesses that moms can bring to the table. It's just going to be a fun weekend all the way around. And I know we're bringing Kurt Warner's movie out, so everybody's going to get to watch that and see that. And I've heard that's been really excellent about the being the underdog and prevailing. And so it's going to be a fun weekend all for fatherhood.
Yeah, I want to ask, Sean, not to talk too much about kids, but for whatever reason, the media latches on to the dads in the NFL or players in the NFL who have like five kids with like four different women. That storyline's all over the internet. Why aren't they talking about what a dad who has 12 kids and is just the dad to 12 kids with one woman? How come that's not a bigger story?
You know what? I feel like sometimes it could be that it's just not talked about. Like, some people be around me and be like, oh, I didn't know you went on and had a bunch more kids. And like, yeah. So sometimes it's just not talked about. But then also, like, I just feel like whether it's family and being a dad, or even if it's your faith, like, some people feel insecure. And I'm like, man, like, you be you. You know what I mean? Like that's the one thing that every teammate I've ever had, the most craziest, wildest, to the most focused. I always said, like, man, I'm going to love who you are, and we'll figure out our relationship together. And like, when people have that, they have the opportunity to grow in their faith or choose not to have it. They get the opportunity to bring all their girlfriends around me and my wife, or to just bring the same girl. And it's really cool when guys, you know, now we're all in our 40s and they're like, hey, you remember that girl? I married her, man, and we got kids now. That's just an awesome thing, because at the end of the day, like, I think one of the worst traps that many people have in the NFL is they get to 40 and they're lonely. And I'm like, man, we made all that money, spent all that money, and now you don't even have anybody with you. You know, like, that's a torturous, terrible life. And a lot of the guys in the NFL family have that. And so I want to just encourage people, like, man, like, I don't Bible beat anybody, but I want to give you the truth. There is a way that's awesome, and it ends in success. And I want to take people there.
I'm with that. One final kid question. Are you letting your 13 and 11, I think I got that right, your sons play football?
Yeah, so they've been playing flag football, and we always said that seventh grade was the year. So next year, Joseph, the oldest son, is going to play tackle football, and wow. he's ready to go. He's ready. All three of them. So it's nine girls and three boys. All three of the boys are ready to go, and it's pretty awesome to see them, like, because they're talented, you know what I mean? And so I have to get Mama Bear calmed down and be like, who's going to hit my baby? You know? And I'm like, hey, this is just a part of it. You know, they were born into this family. And so it's really cool, because my older brother, Duran, he went to Notre Dame on an academic scholarship, but his son, Austin, is probably one of the best freshmen in high school football right now. He'll go to one of the big schools and will dominate. And then my cousin Isaac, he's a freshman too, and then you got Maddox. He's probably one of the best freshman linebackers in Cincinnati, and he's at Elder. So and then you know, you got Derek Barnes, who is the oldest of the cousins. He's the linebacker for the Lions. So you're about to see the next wave of my family, wow, all coming through, and it's just exciting to watch them and try to give them tidbits of what success can happen and what it looks like. And at the same time, let them go off and make their own decisions. I think it's so much better to create room for people to make choices and see the goods and bads of their choices and then learn from it than to control it all. And so just watching all of them it's been really exciting. And so my boys are the next ones are going to go to high school, and they'll have their older cousins that will probably be in the pros by the time they get there. And it's just wild.
It's just one other thing on, so your kids have played flag all along. When did you start playing tackle football?
Oh, beginning, 6 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. It's changed a lot, right?
Yeah. We played at the beginning. Like, it wasn't, there's such a mental side of football now where, you know, all the different defenses, is all the routes that you can run, shorts, you know. And so I just feel like Joseph, my oldest son, is more of a wide receiver corner. I think he's going to be a great cornerback, but he's athletic. So like that. That's there now. Justice and Jedediah, the two younger boys. If Justice is a little taller, he's going to be a thumper of a linebacker. If not, he's going to play running back. You know what I mean? And then you got Jetty. You know how it is with the youngest son. He's always a little more of an athlete. You know, everybody's got a little more of that it, a little more of the strong will. And so he's going to play whatever position he wants. But you know, you're watching him and you want to put them in the right place. And I just play the mental game with them of doing through flag, playing at a high level. Since I'm coaching, I run the offenses that are pretty intense, and they all can run audible stuff. And, you know, it's just really great for a bunch of sixth graders. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And but
that's
pretty cool. Yep. It's going to be pretty cool.
All right, let's get to the current NFL. The state of the running back position is, I don't know if it's like in trouble is the right phrase or under fire, but man, Sean, a lot of these guys have gotten paid and then they get hurt and the shelf life is just, it's just not what it was back when you played. I mean, I don't know where you want to start. Christian McCaffrey, the last two seasons with the injuries. Mm-hmm. You could go Todd Gurley, basically out of football. Derrick Henry, what we saw last year. Like, I don't know. If you were talking to current running backs, what are you telling them? Like, other than maybe change the position you play?
It's wild. It's wild. But I just think people get overexcited. Like, they get moved too quick. Like, you know, when you've got an it running back, just like you know when you got an it quarterback. The problem is the way that the salary and the pay system is set up, the it running back, he could take you to the cup. He could change your whole organization, but you don't want to pay him because the system says that we don't have to pay rookies like this. But when you get one, Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, it changes everything around you. And so I think that for running backs, they should get paid their money beforehand. And so I was in a unique situation when I got to Seattle. I was getting paid, you know, the base, you know what I mean? I'm going to the Pro Bowl getting paid $300,000 for the year. I think about it. You know, I'm sitting over there next, looking at Deuce, and he's already sitting on his, you know, $4 million a year in Clint Portis. They're $4 and $5 million a year, and I'm getting paid $300,000. So when I win the MVP and it's been my sixth year in the league and they give me that big whopper of a contract, a lot of it was, we only been to playoffs 3 years at 25 and here you taking us and we're going to go 5 years in a row and you've got us in the Super Bowl. And so a lot of it was, thank you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for guys, like, I think like it's just not how football's done anymore. They don't come back and say, man, you've made more money for us and you've turned our franchise around and here's the reward for that. So for running backs, I feel like the cap should be wiggled around a little bit for those guys that are it guys. I mean, like, you know.
But here's the thing. Who's an it guy right now? Are there really any?
Jonathan Taylor,
okay, Nick Chubb, third year guy. Nick Chubb, indeed. Yeah,
those are Dalvin Cook. You know what I mean? So
Dalvin Cook's had some injuries.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, those would be like the three that I'd be like, yeah, you know, Derrick Henry, and then Christian McCaffrey. Those are my top five guys, and I would say, like, man, like, you move the contracts around for those guys, and we make it where, hey, a running back that's special just because of shelf life for them. We won't salary cap y'all. We might spread it out a little bit longer if they go down by injury. You know what I mean? Like, we can make the rules like that so those guys can get with their base. Because the truth is it's a violent position and a violent sport, and we can protect everybody else. We can protect the receiver. We can protect the quarterback. We can't protect the running back. It's impossible.
I feel like Zeke Elliott didn't crack your top five. He's one of the highest paid. The Cowboys, you know, gave him a lot of money, and now they're having to make sacrifices elsewhere on the roster. What do you do with Zeke Elliott at this point?
Yeah, that's a good call. I mean, I think that's the wear and tear. You know what I mean? So, like, to me, like, that's where he should be a fixture Cowboy forever. But just like me, fixture Seahawk forever. But I've got to go play the end of my career and with the Commanders, you know what I mean? Because of the way the salaries are designed. Mm-hmm. Where in actuality, you know, Emmitt Smith should never play with Arizona. He should have been a Cowboy forever. Tony Dorsett should have never been a Bronco. He should have been a Cowboy forever. You see what I'm saying?
Not about that. Tony Dorsett with the well, I mean, you know? It's weird, though. You mentioned some guys long-term with the team. Like, Christian McCaffrey was in a lot of trade rumors this offseason. Saquon Barkley hasn't even finished his rookie deal. He's hurt all the time. Like, is he in the Giants' future plans? Like, I don't know. The new Buffalo Bills coach, you saw Buffalo. They became one of the best teams in the league. I don't know. Their starting running back is a rotational. You know, it's like whoever we got back there.
Yeah, and that's once again, like just like I say, we can't make everybody, you know, be the guy. Joe Burrow is special, you know what I mean? Patrick Mahomes is special, you know what I mean? Those guys are special. We don't throw everybody's name in there, you know what I mean? Like, because they're not all there. So I think that there's special running backs, but we want to say, man, what do we do with all the running backs? Well, man, you can't put all the running backs in the same thing. Like, for a while, everybody knew top two running backs. Sean Alexander, LaDainian Thomas, like that we knew, you know what I mean? And so, like, you can't just throw everybody's name there because there's guys that are not special, and those are just, there's quarterbacks that they can just do their job. And we say, hey, good job. Go put them with a good running back. You know what I mean?
We can wrap up with this. So you were at Alabama. You almost went to Notre Dame, I read. Like you said, your brother went there.
Yeah.
And your first year, I guess, in Seattle, you get there, Ricky Waters. I believe was in Seattle. This guy's a Notre Dame legend. I am just curious, any good Ricky Waters stories? One of the best trash talkers that I can recall in my time.
Ricky was so awesome. I feel like he's like on the cusp of the Hall of Fame. And I feel like he got such a raw deal for how talented he was, because the guy that I met told me the way the lays of the land. He was like, man, I did this wrong. I did that wrong. This is how you should do it. He was humble. And he was like, man, you're going to replace me one day. And I'm going to cheer you all the way to the Super Bowl. And I'm going to cheer you all the way to the Hall of Fame. Like, he was just awesome. And I remember him and Cortez Kennedy, God rest his soul. We went over to Cortez's house, like before I ever played one game. And they sat around and talked about how to spend money and how to use my talent to make as much money as I could. And I was like, dang, these are the two legends of Seattle. Man, okay, you know what? Everything I'm going to do, I'm gonna make them both right. And so I love Ricky. And he would tell me some of the crazy stories of him in Philadelphia and him with the 49ers. He was wild for a second, but I got the mild under control vetty. Ricky Waters. And so I love him. He's like forever big brother. If he ever needs anything, he'll call me. And if I ever need anything, I know I can call him. And we love getting together for like Seahawk events or Super Bowl events because, you know, it's just awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah. Go, congrats on a great career, Sean Alexander. Obviously, 12 kids, raising them. That's incredible. I'm sure you got a rich career in coaching coming up, right? Coaching your kids in sports. And thanks for taking the time, man.
No doubt, brother. We'll talk soon.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.